Christy Parker is going to come and tell what God did in her life when he saved her.
I was born and raised in Southern Maryland in a small town called Avenue. My family regularly attended a Catholic church about 2 miles from where I lived. I remember learning about God as a child, but my focus was always on what I had to do to earn his favor. Much of what the Catholic Church taught me focused on doing good works for the purpose of earning my way to heaven. There were many sacraments or works required of me as a member of the church and were considered necessary for the forgiveness of sin. I was not doing these works because I had a relationship or love for Jesus Christ. My relationship with God at this point was merely transactional. I simply went through the motions in an attempt to earn God's favor. I remember praying often, but my prayers were always a pre-written prayer that I would recite with no meaning or depth behind it. And to be honest, it was always done because in my mind, it was the right thing to do. As I began to enter my teenage years, the hopeless struggle continued. I was exhausting myself to appear to be the best me I could be in my own strength. I was always confused about who I really was and was searching for my identity in earthly things. I went to a Catholic high school where I met then my soon-to-be husband and the love of my life, Joe Parker. Looking back now, God's provision and protection are extremely visible to me during this time in my life. God continued to pour out his love for me despite the direction and path I was headed down. As Joe mentioned in his testimony, we became parents at a very young age and struggled through some very difficult times. God blessed me with an amazing man to endure these struggles with, and I'm thankful for how he leads our family today. When we moved to Richmond, Joe and I knew that going to church was a priority for us. However, we didn't quite agree on the church we should attend, and I remember feeling very strongly about wanting to find a local Catholic church to go to. God had other plans for us. He led us to Maranatha Baptist Church, where I was confronted with my sin and my need for salvation. I realized I was lost and on my way to hell. With God's leading, Joe went forward in church after a message that was preached one Sunday evening, and he trusted Christ as his personal Savior. Amen. I felt the conviction of the Holy Spirit that night, but my pride continued to hold me back. When we left church, I could hardly wait to get home to talk to Joe about this gospel message and the conviction that I felt. My sin weighed heavy on me. Joe, after just being saved for a whole 2 hours, shared his faith with me. That night, in the middle of our living room, by God's grace, through faith, I admitted and confessed that I was a sinner, and I asked Jesus to forgive my sin and save me.
Amen.
My sin was paid in full by Christ's death on the cross.
Amen.
I can't explain the immediate heaviness that began to be lifted from me. I felt God's overwhelming love for me just as I was. I began to see things differently in life. My priorities changed, and who I was living for changed. No more searching for my identity. My identity was now found in Jesus Christ. The problems didn't go away, but I had a problem solver now living inside of me. Early on in my Christian walk, I struggled with many doubts about my salvation. What I had been taught in the past still frequently came to my mind. I still held tight to my works instead of focusing on Christ's finished work on the cross. As I continued to study God's word and learn more about his character and who he is, I began to see more clearly that my works were as filthy rags in the sight of a holy God. Then it was made clear to me that it was God's grace alone. I clung to Romans 2:8, "For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast." I am forgiven, redeemed, and made new through salvation in Christ alone. I continue to be encouraged by the fact that there is no limit on God's mercy towards me. His mercies are new every morning. Lamentations 3:22 through 24 say, "The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness." The Lord is my portion, says my soul. Therefore, I will hope in him.